It is an oxymoron to claim to be nurturing without joy. You may train the outside of a young child with proper technique, but the child's soul can only be nurtured and trained with joy. I have said on many occasions, if the joy of the Lord is the Christian strength, is not the joy of the parent the child's strength? Role models. Children must be attracted to their parents by something more than physical lineage. Parents are competing with many others in an open contest for the position of role model. Children will seek to be like the person who most attracts them. Parents cannot demand respect or admiration. If it is not freely given, it doesn't exist. Joy attracts everyone. Small children can be molded by proper application of good technique and good psychology. But older children can see right through insincerity and hypocrisy. You must be real to win the approval of a teenager. Children are rooted in parental attitudes more than in proper technique. More parenting is caught than taught, as salt that has lost its savor is good for nothing but to be cast out and trampled underfoot. So, parenting that has lost its joy results in a family fit only to be trampled underfoot. Just as parenting without training is chaos, training without joy is tyranny. If there is no joy, what is the point? A soldier can endure the mud, blood, and pain of war by fantasizing of past or future joys. But a child reared without joy is a lost soul. A man can endure an occupation that affords no joy because he knows that there is a sanctuary of joy waiting after work hours or a future day of retirement. But when the sanctuary is joyless, what hope can sustain him? A mature wife may even cope with a joyless marriage by consoling herself in the hope of the afterlife, but a child cannot so resign himself. A husband may deal with a joyless marriage by losing himself in the rewards of work or hobbies, but a child has no outlet that can compensate for loss of joyful relationships. Relationships are a very important part of the adult world, but friendly, joyful relationships are all the world to a child, his only reality. An adult without relationships may still be a successful careerist, leader, or hobbyist, but a child without happy relationships will be emotionally ill, in desperate need of help. Where there is no joy, you have nothing to offer anyone. The arch enemy of joy is bitterness. If Christ were joy, Antichrist would be bitterness. No matter the skill or technique, as a painting created by a bitter artist is revealed on the canvas, so parenting done in bitterness will leave its marks on the canvas of the child's soul. Bitterness is like a virus. It multiplies until it infects all healthy tissue. It is rottenness to the bones. It doesn't matter if a parent's unhappiness is not related to the child. A parent's unhappiness affects the child all the same. Planted in joy. Positive creativity is conceived in the womb of joy and is almost non-existent in a depressed or dismal atmosphere. God created humans to be happy. Happiness and joy are a healing balm. Joyfulness smiles away all the wrinkles on children's attitudes. Children who rise up a little grumpy and meet a smiling mother are soon smiling with her. On the other hand, children who rise up grumpy and meet a grump will only spiral downward into the pit of misery. Their thoughts toward their parents become, "I am tired of them being grumpy. I will put pressure on them until they straighten up. I'll get even." Pressure never causes a sapling to grow straight. A little girl who gets up with a chip on her shoulder should meet a smiling mother who is undaunted by her cloudy expression and greets her with exclamations of delight. If the child is not soon infused with joy, she certainly should never be allowed to alter the mood of the family. She should be treated as the offending one. She has cut herself out of the fun with her bad attitude. If a grumpy child can change the atmosphere of the home to reflect her bad mood, then in her estimation, she is justified in her grouchiness. You cannot threaten, insult, or intimidate a bad attitude out of a child. If you respond in anger, then the child cannot help but view your discipline as a personal confrontation. It is perfectly natural, then, for the child to reciprocate by further reacting in anger. You've got to be kidding. Now, there is a religious escape mechanism you can employ at this point to get yourself off the hook and ignore all that I have said. First, put on your most devout and earnest expression. Breathe deep, sigh heavily, let your shoulders droop just a little. Now, lower your eyebrows and slowly repeat, I know I'm not happy, but I do have the joy of the Lord in my heart. Now is the time to say that little ditty you once learned in a sermon. Happiness is based on the happenings of life, which we cannot control, but joy is based on our relationship to God. Now that you have separated happiness from joy, you can admit that you are not happy. After all, it is sort of carnal to be happy and profess to have an unseen joy tucked away somewhere. I am sure the kids appreciate the deep-down joy that you have, but what they need is happy, cheerful parents. The unseen joy may be all right in a lady's deeper life conference, but it is absolutely worthless when it comes to raising kids.